Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Personality Types, Shir number 24. And today we're going to talk about how no one is immune to procrastination. No type is immune to it. Now, one may think that the one who has the most problems with procrastinating are P's, perceivers, because they are laid back, they're flexible, they're not scheduled, so they procrastinate. But there are times and situations where all types can procrastinate. So here's an example. If you're an extrovert, you will tend to procrastinate when it comes time to be quiet or reflective or introspective, when you know you need to be alone. You know you need to be alone. You know you need to think things through. But you want to put it off till tomorrow. You'd rather party now. You'd rather interact. You'd rather make another phone call. You'd rather go on social media. You'd rather even schmooze Tyra with somebody, which isn't a good thing in and of itself. But sometimes you know you need to make a cheshbon nefesh. You need to daven privately. You need to say some private tehillim. Or you need to talk one-on-one with somebody in a quiet way. Extroverts need that too, and they will procrastinate sometimes because it's not their normal nature to do that. So they have to work through in order to get themselves to do those more introverted tasks. Introverts, on the other hand, procrastinate when it comes to get up before a group to share information, or to give a public shiur, or to interact with people, or to work, or to play as part of a larger group. Again, introverts procrastinate when it's not their nature, when they have to do those extroverted activities, when they have to socialize, when they have to go to a simcha and meet people and be friendly with them. That is difficult for them often. So introverts sometimes procrastinate when they have to deal with extroverted activity. S's, sensors, they procrastinate when they have to engage in more theoretical thinking, when they need to see the bigger picture and think about it, when they need to think about the future, when they're not dealing with concrete stuff, they procrastinate. Sometimes in a weird way, you know, a sensor has difficulty more with those long Shabbosim days, unless they use their sensory practical ways to just learn halacha and take walks and do some like real activity that's not only mutter on Shabbos, but pleasurable and a mitzvah on Shabbos. And their procrastination comes when they have to engage with down-to-earth things. They have to clean the kitchen. It's close to April 15th. They have to get their tax return done. They need it done. And down-to-earth stuff. I got to fix the light bulb. I got to call the plumber. You know, those things that an N as an intuitive doesn't like to deal with the mundane, they'll procrastinate when they have to take care of those mundane things. I got to do my bank rec. I'm not interested in it, but I need to balance my checkbook. I need to budget, so on and so forth. A T, a thinker, they'll procrastinate when it comes to the interpersonal aspects of life. They know they need to apologize to their wife or husband and say, I'm sorry, and show care and show love, but their logical type, they're sort of more emotional distance. It's a process for them. It's harder for them. They feel that the schmaltz, this mushiness, is a sign of weakness. It is not. It is a sign of strength. Thinkers procrastinate when they need to be vulnerable because they are more on the logical, aloof type of mentality, and they procrastinate when they have to access their feeling aspect to themselves. The opposite is true, obviously, with feelers. They procrastinate when it comes to tackling jobs that involve little interaction or negative interactions with people, or even if it's remotely confrontational, they don't like that. Sometimes they have to tell people and put them in their place, or they have to make an unpleasant phone call, and they procrastinate because for a feeler, that doesn't feel comfortable. For a judger, a J, they procrastinate when a time for fun or leisure or relaxation. They always say to themselves, no, I'm going to relax after I finish the project. That's the problem sometimes, a husband and a wife. The husband's busy with a certain project. He's a J. The wife says, come on, let's go out for a walk. Let's have some fun. He's a middle of something. But he knows the right decision is to close up the stuff. I'll deal with it later. It's hard for him. He'll procrastinate on that. He'll say, no, let me finish this. No. Because there'll always be endless numbers of projects and relaxation time will never come for a J unless they prioritize it. So they procrastinate when it comes to time for fun or leisure or a date night. Let's have a date night. J says, oy vey, how am I going to have a date night? I have to do this, this, and the other thing. And that's it's very important to let go of that. P's procrastinate when it comes times to make final decisions about something. They got enough information after a certain point. It'll never be perfect. And they procrastinate when they know they need to make a decision, but they have to work on making their decision. Now, as far as time-related problems, here is good suggestions for each type pertaining to those type of things. For extroverts, you avoid having to share everything. You know, an extrovert will run down the hall or into another office and discuss feedbacks and keep on talking and talking and talking and being distracted by the outside world. So they have to work on restricting their activities and being more focused. They won't sit by their desk when they need to. They'll be running around talking instead of doing their job. Even though they're talking about their job. It's not like they're talking about sports. They're talking about the job, but they're more talking about the job than doing their job. Introverts, they have to walk that fine line because they need to be in that extroverted world in the sense that they need to make phone calls, they need to be participating in meetings, they need to deal with unexpected emergencies. They can't just retreat into their little office, in their little world. So they have to work on being more external when they need to be external. A sensor, if you're an S, understand is more to time than just minutes and seconds. I know they want to be concrete with their time, but sometimes they need to talk about their future vision. They need to talk in general instead of just nitpicking on things. Intuitives, ends need to be more realistic. More realistic, more down to earth. A thinker, a T, needs to have consideration for other people's time. And again, to think about the human element of things. A feeler needs to sometimes set their own boundaries. They want to, let's say, help somebody else, another employee, but sometimes they need to work on their own stuff that they need to do. It sounds selfish. They'll feel guilty. I want to help that other employee, but sometimes you can't do that at the expense of not getting your own job done. So that, of course, also requires balance. Judges need to understand that the time schedules is not always of the essence. For example, it's already, I don't know, 3 in the afternoon and you schedule from 3 to 4, I'm going to reconcile these particular bank accounts. And then something comes up, you get a phone call with and you have to deal with not mamish an emergency, but something that came up like spontaneously. It's hard for a J. I wanted to do this and now I have to do that. So they have to work on being more open-ended. They want to complete something, but they need to open up. No, I can't complete it now. Or they have, let's say, 98% of something done, but they need another piece of information that they won't get till tomorrow. The judge will say, nah, let me just wrap it up. The judge has to hold back and say, no, I'm not going to wrap it up. That 2%, I'm going to wait till tomorrow. So I get the answer, and then I'll finish the job. The P's on the reverse side, they need to focus more. They're more easily distracted. They could jump from one project to another. And they see time-saving behavior. What do you mean? I'm tackling various projects at once. And what happens is with P's, they have a lot of unfinished projects. They have 10 unfinished projects because they don't finish any one of them. So they have to limit themselves. I'm going to stick to one or two projects at a time, finish it, and then move on from there. Now, most managers, natural managers, are TJs. They're thinkers and they're judgers. Over 60% of the world managers are thinkers, judgers, TJs. Even in systems that are overwhelmingly feeling, TJs rise to the top. They're TJs because they have hard decisions to make that involve people's money, people's lives, people's careers, and it has to be handled objectively. So TJ is that perfect combination. That allows for an organization to move smoothly. They have the objective thinking aspects, and they have that judging, organized, calm, cool, collected, objective, clear-cut, let's-get-it-done type of mentality. But again, we're not going to get into this because we're really not talking career now. We're not oriented that way. We're just touching upon it here. But it explains in the book Type Talk about how having that alone could stifle a company. And you need to contribute with other types of personality types to help any type of organization. A combination of extroverts and introverts to complement each other. The extroverts may be outgoing more, but the introverts have their internal clear-cut ideas that require reflection that could contribute great to an organization. S's and N's also. You need the literal, down-to-earth, practical way of doing things, but the N, you need that vision as well. Thinkers and feelers, same thing. People think that to run a business, if you're a thinker, you're just cold and calculated, that's enough, but no. You need that feeler aspect. Very often, sales of why a person goes to your company or looks at your service is because of the feeler aspect. It makes people feel good. So you need to understand that too. Same thing with J's and P's. You need to be structured. Every company needs structure. If you had a company just with P's, the company will fall apart. But if you have a company just with J's, it'll be too rigid. It won't change to changing times and it will fall apart. So you need a combination of all types of talents, of all types of personalities to enhance in the best possible way every single type of business, right? So for example, part of therapy of PT, OT, ST, right? They may be people-oriented and they help people and they care for people or a nurse, but they need to know the technical aspects too, and they have to fill out paperwork. That's part of their job. And they have to deal with the practical aspects of it. There are different ways that each one could solve conflicts. An extrovert just, they need to learn how to pause, look, listen. They extroverts sometimes think they can talk their way through anything or through most conflicts. But sometimes they need to listen. Listen to the other person's point of view. Extroverts have a weakness in listening. They need to develop that listening ability. Introverts, it's the reverse. They listen too much. They have to express themselves. It's imperative to tell your side of the story in a conflict or your perspective of things. You have what to contribute, and it's very important for the company or for your life. Sensors have to realize there's more than just facts to conflicts. There are concepts, there's ideas, there's issues. Intuitives need to stick with practical parts of their problems as well. Thinkers need to show more expression of healthy emotions. You know, thinkers get unglued when others cry at work or when people hug or express warmth. They squirm. They have to learn not to squirm. That's part of life. Feelers need to learn how to be more direct. More direct, more clear. Judgers need to understand that they're not always right. There is another opinion. And a perceiver needs to basically understand you need to take a clear position. You sometimes just need to take a stand and stick to a decision. Make a decision and then stick with it. So we'll end this year. Again, the last two shiurim were more about workforce type of things, outside situational type of things, which we needed to bring up, but we're not going to focus a lot on Type Talk pertaining to the workforce. There's a separate book, I think, that these authors that wrote Type Talk wrote about Type Talk pertaining to the workplace. We're not going to go into elaborate into that. We'll touch upon it, but we won't go too far into it. They have about relationships. We'll talk about those a little more. But here's an example. Whether an extrovert should go into sales or an introvert should go into sales. Generally speaking, if you're an introvert, sales is not really for them. That is true, generally speaking. But if an introvert has an interest in sales and they're not shy, a lot of introverts are not shy, they have a certain talent that an extrovert salesperson may not have. And that's, again, it's unlikely that an introvert will gravitate towards sales, but they could be excellent salesmen as well. So here's an example. You see, extroverts seem to be natural at sales. They're outgoing, gregarious, effective at making contacts, letting the world know about their product. Conversely, introverts tend to undersell themselves. But sales trainers tell us, as these authors say, that the key to a sale is closure, making the deal. And if that's true, introverts have the advantage. So in a crazy way, introverts do have an advantage in sales that extroverts do not have. Consider, for example, an extroverted salesperson with an extroverted customer. The salesperson's poor listening and constant talking may get in the way of closing the deal. And an introverted customer hardly has a chance with this e-salesperson. The customer's point of view will be overlooked because the e-salesperson is yapping and yapping and yapping. They're overkill. And the introverted customer says, I'm not going to buy this thing. Now consider a situation where there's an introverted salesperson. An extroverted customer will sell themselves. They'll talk themselves into the product and only need a well-timed encouragement for someone to listen to them. And an introverted customer will relate to the introverted salesperson and will appreciate not being pressured. And customers can respond to the reflective moments at a chance to come to their own conclusions. That's why if you do a survey, for example, in these companies, electronic-based companies, be it J or B&H and other places where you have salespeople trying to sell electronic products as an example, the stereotypical aspect is that it's the extroverts that make more sales. Not necessarily so. If an introvert is trained with their product, they know what to say, how to say, they time it, they gauge their customers, they could be phenomenal, phenomenal salespeople. So while generally speaking, an introvert will say, I'm an introvert, I'm not comfortable talking to people and convincing them of having sales, then it's not for them. It's taka not for them. But for some introverts, it's a great skill that a lot of extroverts don't have. So what I'm trying to say here is very often, even though stereotypically sales is an extroverted field, and many introverts rightfully so, they're not good at it, or then that's not their natural talent and they should stay away from it. But if they feel they can, and they have the power of convincing, and they have the power of influence by listening and by word timing the right words, and also being sincere and knowledgeable about the products that they're trying to sell, and respect for the individual that's coming their way, they can make phenomenal salesmen, even with their introversion. So this is the idea also, you know, you pick a parnasa that's suited for you. The Chayv HaSalvavus talks about it. This has nothing to do with not believing in Hashem and that Koichi V'yitzim Yadi. No. It's even in your hishtadlis. The Chayv HaSalvavus says that you should try to choose a hishtadlis, a keli, that suits your personality. Brought down in the Chayv HaSalvavus in Shaar HaBitachin. Which, incidentally, I don't know if it's out yet, but I gave shiurim on Bitachin, Chayv HaSalvavus, which I'm not sure if at this point of the recording, whether I posted it yet or not. But the point being, though, is yes, Hashem runs the world. You're making the keli, but in that keli, you should use a keli that suits your personality. But sometimes you could surprise yourself. Sometimes something stereotypically, like sales as an example, is an extroverted profession, but introverts could be great at it. Sometimes a therapist, you would think once needs to be a feeler or an intuitive to reach the other person that they're trying to help. In the meantime, many T's are phenomenal therapists. They learn a little bit their empathy ability, but they think logically too. And they could be excellent therapists. So while certain professions are more aligned to certain types of personality, like we said, we won't go overboard with this, but we'll explain it in certain shiurim. But sometimes you'll surprise yourself and see that people that seemingly would not seem to be that particular type of person that would fit that description of that type of job could do phenomenal in that job. But a lot of it is integration. A lot of it is escalalus. A lot of it is learning the opposite parts of the personality as well, and also developing the strengths of your own personality. Bracha v'atzlacha.